Dan Benishak is a doctor, and if you've been watching TV at any point in the last few months, you probably already know it.
I think being a doctor makes him different. He's more aware of needs and families' needs like that.
But Dan Benishak is also a congressman running for a third term in the district that includes part of the Northern Lower Peninsula and the UP. Benishak's campaign is focused on two things. One, his background as a doctor, and two, Obamacare. Jack Fitzpatrick writes for National Journal.
That was actually something he did 2 years ago, was run ads where he goes by Dr. Dan or Dr. Benishak or Doc Benishak, and focuses a ton on his history in medicine, his work as a doctor.
Fitzpatrick covers House races all across the country. He says this race is interesting because Benishak's not talking too much about what he's actually accomplished in Washington since being elected. But that might not matter, especially when some voters are really upset about health care.
The fact that Obamacare is a major issue throughout the country in this race, and that he wants to make it the major issue of this race, makes his background as a doctor more relevant. It gives him some authority on the subject.
Fitzpatrick says the doctor image makes Benishak look like an outsider, even though he's been around Washington 4 years. That's a smart tactic, since Congress's approval ratings are hitting all-time lows. But Benishak's opponent is also running as an outsider.
For 40 years, I wore a uniform. A tour in Vietnam, two in Iraq, with great Americans from Camp Pendleton to Camp Greeley.
Jerry Cannon is a former sheriff of Kalkaska County and also a retired general in the Army National Guard. Cannon's TV ads are focused on introducing him to voters. And Steve Tuttle says that makes sense.
When you get outside of Kalkaska County and the surrounding areas, he's not very well known.
Tuttle writes a column for the Northern Express, and he used to be a political consultant. He says he's surprised that Cannon hasn't focused more on his background as a general. Although Cannon is positioning himself as a fresh face, he's being attacked as a Washington insider.
Meet Jerry Cannon, supported by liberals in Washington who brought us the Obamacare mess and reckless spending. Cannon is their guy.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce paid for that ad. Other ads make similar attacks on Cannon for statements he's made about Obamacare in the past. Cannon's campaign didn't respond to IPR's request for comment. Republican political action committees are paying for most of these TV spots. They say Cannon was handpicked by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, but national Democratic groups have mounted their own counterattacks.
Dan Benishak wants to replace the corporate and personal income tax with a 23% national sales tax. Let's see how it would affect you.
Go ahead, type in your income once. That's how much more you'd be paying under Dan Benishak's plan.
A spokeswoman for Benishak says he wants to simplify the tax code. Outside groups are spending millions of dollars in northern Michigan. Steve Tuttle.
It's about 50-50 outside spending and actual campaign spending, and about 2-to-1 either pro-Benishak stuff or anti-Cannon stuff.
It's hard to find a poll that predicts what will happen in the first congressional come November. Tuttle says he thinks the race is still a toss-up, but would put money on Benishak winning in the end. Republicans are thought to have an edge in the district. And if you follow the money, you see that Democrats are now less bullish about Jerry Cannon beating the incumbent than before. News reports last month showed one of the two major Democratic PACs were scaling back the number of TV ads they planned to buy in the market. Jack Fitzpatrick with National Journal.
Maybe it's a sign that Benishak's ads are working, at least to some extent, that he's in a good position in this race, because apparently it's not as much of a top target for Democrats as it was a few months ago.
The news is not getting better for Jerry Cannon. The newspaper Roll Call had a story last week saying the other top Democratic group was canceling an order for $400,000 worth of pro-Cannon TV ads. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.